And then we decided that we would grab all those external social media comments and bring it all together in one page. And it makes it much more interesting when you can see the full conversation from various different places all in one page. You know, Claire, when you suddenly get that, oh, that's great, a reference to, a film or a book or something you want to look up later, or just a memorable comment that was made by somebody in the actual audio. Well, you can now write your own private notes.
Welcome to FanZone, your bite-sized guide to getting the most out of the True Fans podcast app. In each episode, we'll discuss an aspect of the app and hopefully answer any questions you may have about it. Plus, when you listen to FanZone in True Fans, you can earn as you listen and use your earnings to support your favourite podcasters. I'm Claire Waite-Brown, independent podcaster and all-round podcast enthusiast.
And I'm Sam Sethi, the CEO and founder of True Fans.
We are working our way across the tabs on the episode screen. Listen back to episode 7 if you're not sure what I mean by the episode screen. We have spoken about the next tab before. This tab is labelled comments, and I'm assuming it relates to the comments icons that we spoke about in episode 10. Is it like an amalgamation of what you can do with comments on that tab, Sam?
Yeah. What we've done recently is allow you to write a comment on that tab. You might want to have a reply to someone else's comment, which you can do on that page and that tab. Equally, we are now pulling in comments from social media apps. So from Blue Sky, from X, and from ActivityPub clients like Mastodon. And the reason we want to do that is because people are enabling podcast creators to put a link to a social media post, which says, if you want to write a comment about my episode, leave it here. And then we decided that we would grab all those external social media comments and bring it all together in one page. And it makes it much more interesting when you can see the full conversation from various different places all in one page.
Brilliant. So you're going to be able to see comments. I'm just making sure I've got this clear. You're going to be able to see comments that have been made in True Fans, but also comments that have been made on relevant associated social media accounts.
Correct.
Cool. We will no doubt speak in more detail about the connection in future episodes. Moving along the tabs again, this is an intriguing one. The next tab is called Notes. What can I do here?
Well, notes are private notes just for you. And so what we wanted to do was allow you, while you're listening to a podcast, you know, Claire, when you suddenly get that, oh, that's great, a reference to, a film or a book or something you want to look up later, or just a memorable comment that was made by somebody in the actual audio. Well, you can now write your own private notes, and then when you go back to that episode, maybe a week, month, even a year later, you might go, oh, let me look at my notes and what did I write? Oh, that reminds me. Yes, that's what I was thinking.
And you can timestamp the notes specifically as well.
You can timestamp the notes. You can actually copy those notes as well. We are in a future version of the notes, we will make a toggle button to allow you to turn those from private notes, which they currently are, into public notes, like comments really. And that will allow you to then share them socially as well, so that when somebody clicks on that social link, they can actually see your note. At the moment, if you shared them, the link would then go to a blank page because they're still private to you.
Got it. So what we've got here is, if you comment, then you are writing a comment to the podcast. It will be seen by anybody that listens to that podcast and by the podcaster. If you write a note, that is a note for yourself. It's something private that you want to just like mark about the audio. And if you want to in the future, you can share that. But right now, that's just a note for yourself. And that's the difference between those two commands.
And talking about transcripts, as we did previously, you will actually also, in that future update to the private notes, be able to highlight a section of a transcript and turn that into a note as well. So you might want to highlight some text and then add your own words around that text rather than type it all out from scratch.
Brilliant. Makes absolute sense. Thank you so much, Sam.
Thanks, Claire.
Thanks so much for listening. There are lots more episodes of Fan Zone for you to get stuck into and that show you how to make the most of the fab features that this forward-looking podcast app has to offer podcast listeners and creators alike. We'd love to hear from you. You can send us a comment on True Fans, more about that in the Fan Zone episode on comments, or email support@truefans.fm.